Here we go. What a guest we've got on. Absolutely gorgeous, looking a million lira, Massimo Donati. How are you doing, Mass?
I'm okay, thanks.
I'm giving you the title as the second coolest guy to ever play for Celtic Reserves. Second.
Why? Who's first?
Mark Brown, the goalkeeper.
Really? Not really.
Now, full Italian, half Italian, should we?
You're half Italian?
Half Italian, yeah, mate.
You're not half Italian.
Soprano. Gamora.
No, I'm not that way. I'm the right way.
Right, mate. Grew up in Italy. Found yourself in Italy under-21s at Atalanta. AC Milan come in for you. Was there a lot of top clubs in for you at that time?
Yeah. You know, I started to play professional, you know, like 18 years old. And I had all academy in Atalanta. After the academy, you know, I was a bit lucky because one of the coaches was in the academy growing up in the first team, and he take me with him. Mm-hmm. And after a few months on the bench, the team was a bit in trouble, and he say, right, it's your time to play. And from that time, that moment, I start to play well. We was in the Serie B, mm-hmm. and we had promoted in Serie A. Then I was the younger player on the team, and AC Milan came to buy me.
Can you remember your very first game?
For AC Milan?
No, for Atalanta. Your debut?
Yeah, I remember that. 29th of August.
29th of August, yeah?
Yeah.
Nervous?
No, that game I played just coming from the bench. I played just maybe 10-15 minutes. Not nervous because I work from 7, 5, 6, 7 year olds with that target in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I was so focused what I want in my life, what I want in football. Then I was so concentrated to have my target right. Mm-hmm. And you know, in all my career, I put targets in front of me and I have to take that.
Was this interview one of your targets? Getting interviewed by me, one of your targets in life?
No.
So you hear AC Milan interest, desperate to go there straight away?
Yes, because when I was like a boy, I was AC Milan fan.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, then was a dream for me, right? Because when you play for a team you support, it's absolutely magic. And a team like AC Milan, you know, is mm-hmm. unbelievable. Big team, big stadium, big fans, everything was was sure too much for me at that moment. Yeah. Because, you know, I had just one season Serie B, one season Serie A. And when you play for teams like that, you have to be so strong in the head. Not talking about qualities, you know, football qualities, because I think maybe I can stay there in that team for my qualities, but if you're not strong in your head, it's so difficult. And I think my mistake there was, wow, I'm AC Milan, 5 years contract is done. You know, I say now it's easy, you know, the life. And if you're thinking just a wee bit like this, you're done.
No chance. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you go there up, but if you think like that, you go back again. For me, good example was Rino Gattuso. You know, Rino Gattuso, no great qualities, mm-hmm. football qualities, but so strong. AC Milan played 10 years for AC Milan, maybe more. He won Champions League, won the everything, Cup Mundial, everything, World Cup. He won everything because he was so focused and strong as well. And now he's a manager of AC Milan. Nobody in Italy expects he can do a manager. You know, for his character, is so strong. It's like, fuck off, like this. Right? And now he's in AC Milan, you know, then he's a good example for me.
Yeah, yeah. So when you went to AC Milan, who were the big players in the dressing room at that time?
You're talking about the person or about players?
Players. Who was the best players?
Maldini. Maybe best one, but it's difficult to say because it was Rui Costa, Shevchenko, Pirlo, Costa Curta. You know, it's difficult to say. But Maldini, was one of the oldest on the dressing room, and in the training was always first to train the group, you know, mm-hmm. the group, it was always in front, and you know, for the stats in the training, always number one.
Yeah. Even though he was 30,
no problem.
Yeah.
Always first.
And would guys like, would he help you being a younger guy coming into the club? Would he be good with you?
Yeah. They really helped me because when you're in a big teams, you find big players and big person as well. Because I don't believe you can play in a big team if you're not a big person as well. Mm-hmm. Then, when I was there, I find a very good person as well.
Yeah. Was it frustrating that AC Milan kept sending you out on loan? Or was that the right thing for you?
No, was right because, you know, they paid for me a lot of money and they expect from me, you know, great games and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't. Then I went on loan and for 4 years maybe. And every end of the season when I was on loan, I was expecting to have another chance because I realized I was my mistakes before. And I say now I'm ready, next season I'm ready. When I left the AC Milan first year on loan and they won a Champions League, right? AC Milan won a Champions League in the final against Juventus. I think in Manchester was the final, right? And the interview just after the game from Galliani say, you know, is Galliani?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He say, you know, first guy for next season is Massimo Donati. Wow, just finished the Champions League. He say, wow, very good. Now I'm ready to go. But wasn't right, you know. Uh-huh. They sent me again on loan. And after came Celtic to take me.
Yeah. Last question on AC Milan. I've always wanted to know this. So these big players, you know, in Scotland you get a laugh in the dressing room, there's always fun jokes. Were they big players? Was it the same at AC Milan or was it more professional, more serious?
No, it's the same, you know, yeah. Because the big players have a laugh as well in the dressing room, you know, it's not like serious. Then it's like the same. For me, it's a bit different here because sometimes when they say something to laugh, I don't understand. Then then in Italian, it was easier because it's my first language. Here, it's like the same.
Who were the funny guys, all the big players? Who was funny? Who was the characters?
Italy or here?
In AC Milan.
In AC Milan? I think Pirlo.
Pirlo, yeah?
Yeah.
Because he looks dead serious.
Yeah, but it's opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Joker, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you first heard the Celtic's interest, what was your thoughts? Did you know much about Celtic as a club?
Listen, I know, you know, about the Celtic history. You know, I know how big was the team, is the team. But, you know, I just finished one season on loan with Atalanta, and the season was very good for me and for the team, okay? Because I'm back in Atalanta on loan, right?
Yeah.
After years, and the season was amazing, very good. And, you know, finish the season, the Atalanta say to me, listen, now we won't buy you again back, you know, after 4 or 5 years. You know, good season, but on loan now, you are our player.
Permanent, yeah.
Yeah, permanent, right? I say, yes, why not? But one day I was in the summer home. It's a good story, this one, eh?
Oh, yes, come on.
I was home, my mom and dad, you know, because every summer I go for a week to my mom and dad, right? I received a phone call, private number, right? But I was with, phone was not with me, was like there. I say, my wife, can you answer, please, right? She answered. And nobody talk, right? I put the line down, I put the ball, and my wife starts to say to me, who was there? Who is a private phone?
Oh,
I was
no.
A girl, I was there. I say, I don't know who was, you know, I don't know. And I start to have an argument with my wife for this phone call, right? Right, wait maybe 10 minutes, argument, who was, why is calling private number, phone again. Private number. Oh, shit. I was a bit, you know, not scared, but I say, oh my God. Right. I answered the phone call and was Andriy Shevchenko. right? I say, wow. Because, you know, I left AC Milan 5 years before, uh-huh. 4 years before. I say, wow. You know, Ivan Shevchenko is a bit, you know.
Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's up? Everything okay? He say, listen, you was at the phone before. He say, yeah, yeah, it was me, but it was a woman. I was thinking it was an incorrect number, right? I say, okay, my wife, you okay now? Right, okay. And he say to me, listen, you want to go to Celtic? I say, what? Yeah, I'm a friend with one of the in the board of Celtic, and he asked me if you are interested to go at Celtic. I say, yes. He say, how much do you want a year?
Listen, no way.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like play talk about money. I just say to you, yes, I like that opportunity, but don't speak with me about money because this is not for me. I don't know what I can say you now, right? If you want, I give you my agent phone number and you phone him. All right, I let you know. Give me a number, I let you know. And after they phone, not him, someone from the board, phone my agent and...
Brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
So Andriy Shevchenko, Celtic fans, you've got Andriy Shevchenko to thank. But why when he said Celtic, why yes straight away?
First opportunity to play in Champions League.
Okay.
Second for...
Gordon Strachan.
How big was the club?
Yeah.
How big are the fans? I already know. Mm-hmm. And for the contract as well, because, yeah, you know, and all these things was right for me in my head. And I like try have a new experience, you know, another countries, in other country, then I was happy about that and done.
Yeah. So you signed for Celtic, took Neil Lennon's shirt number?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
Were you told that you were there to replace Neil Lennon?
They told me,
yeah.
You know, now we finished to play a big player for us, Neil Lennon, and we are happy if you take his shirt. You agree?
Yeah.
You feel good to this? You say yes, of course, it's absolutely no problem. And I take his number.
What did you think the first time you came to Glasgow? Cold?
Very cold.
Yeah.
No, first impression was, because I think it was in June. Yeah. And I saw, you know, the weather was like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and was still the sun, not the sun, but, you know, it was no night.
Nice, uh-huh,
you know,
yeah.
In Italy, it's at 8 o'clock in the summer, you know, the days are longer. 8 o'clock was dark, and here was half 10, 11 o'clock, and still not really dark. I say, where we are? Mm-hmm. And that was first impression, a bit cold as well, but... After a few days I was here, I met my friend, Mimo from Bella Vita. Yeah.
Top man, Mimo.
Yeah, he's there with us.
Lovely and pasta.
Yeah, and after 10 years, more 10 years, we are still
good friends. Yeah. So see, when you signed, who was it you met first? Was it Gordon Strachan, the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him in London, just with my agents to talk about
the deal, the
contract. Uh-huh.
So you signed for Celtic. What was your first impressions of the standard of player, standard of training?
Was good, very good. Everything was amazing. The only thing was not good, the training ground.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't ready, was not Lennox Town yet.
Uh-huh. Barrafield.
Was Barrafield. Yeah. Then for me, go to the stadium, Celtic Park, change, take the car, and go to the Barrafield was a bit, you know, strange,
uh-huh.
You know, because it never happened in Italy, and yeah, things like this, you know, and it was a bit strange. They say, wow, we training like in the park, and it's not.
Dog shit on the pitch, yeah.
Yeah, at least when come my friends, after a few months when we play against AC Milan in Champions League, right? And they come the day before the game to watch the session, right? And they see this situation about, you know, the day next we have got a game against AC Milan, Champions League game, uh-huh. And you play in the final. You say to me, no chance you win tomorrow, right? we won 2-1. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, of course.
Who impressed you your first couple of weeks at Celtic? What players impressed you straight away?
Same question before. Like a player or like a person?
Both.
Nakamura.
Brilliant, eh?
Unbelievable. Eddie McGiddy. Uh-huh. Very, very good. Scott McDonald, always score. Scott Brown signed the same moment with me.
Yeah.
Gary Cole, a very good person. A lot of guys.
Uh-huh. See when Brownie first signed, did you think he would go on to have the career at Celtic that he had?
No.
Why?
No. Now, when I talking with someone about him, I say, very unbelievable what he had, what he's doing for Celtic, because, you know, a player playing 10 and more years for one team is, for a big team as well, is very good.
Yeah, he's done well. One thing I wanted to ask you about was that ginger haircut that you had. Remember you dyed your hair ginger? What was that all about? Do you want to be Scottish? Yeah?
Do you want to be the truth? Can I say
the truth? Yeah, always the truth, mate.
Oh, yeah. I think it's not good to say that.
Go for it, mate. Come on.
Right. I like the color in the head, the white.
White, yeah?
Yeah, white, right? And I want to do the white one. Yeah. You know, short and white.
That's, M&M?
Yeah, something like that, right? I was young.
Slim Shady, yeah.
Can't understand that. Then, I didn't go to the barber to do this. Barber is the name?
Yeah, barber, yeah.
Yeah, to do this. But I just bought myself in the shop a color. And I had myself with my wife. And I put this one, wait, was sore as well in my head, right? Yeah, it was like this, sore. And I expecting was white at the end and wasn't. It was like ginger, and after it was not a good moment.
Uh-huh. I thought you were trying to copy the manager.
No, okay.
You scored your first goal for Celtic that day though, so it must have worked, Aberdeen.
Yes.
Yeah, good feeling to score your first goal.
Very good feel, because I scored a goal, I had an assist as well for McGiddy, I think, yeah, who was losing 1-0, win 1-2-1, man of the match, first time man of the match, then still in my head that moment.
Yeah, good. Your first experience of the Champions League was Spartak Moscow. Were you taken aback by how good the supporters, the stadium, everything was?
Yeah, no, play for in Champions League was one of my dreams when I was a boy. Then that game is... Not just that game, all games in Champions League are absolutely fantastic, you know, about because the atmosphere and everything around, the sound when you go on the pitch, you know, music, Champions League music, is unbelievable.
Mm. See, the Celtic Park atmosphere, is it the best in Europe, Jake?
Yeah, it's one of the best, maybe the best, but I don't just me say that, you know. Nesta,
yeah, Alessandro Nesta. Yeah, yeah.
He say the same. You know, the atmosphere I had when I play against Celtic there is one of the best. And he played.
He said that to you?
Not to me.
He said in the papers.
That
in the paper. Yeah.
And if he say that and he play in all stadiums in the world, is maybe it's true.
That year you got AC Milan in the Champions League. You drew AC Milan, and you looked really up for the game. Were you out to prove a point to AC Milan when you played against them?
I was happy. Yeah. Because you know the Celtic. Bought me from AC Milan. Then for me it was so important that game because I want to show them they have a mistake to sell me, you know. And then that's why when we won 2-1 last minute with Scott McDonald, they have the game, I was so happy.
Yeah. How did it feel beating them? Brilliant.
Yeah, very good because you know his AC Milan team was unbelievable. You know about the players.
That Celtic team. What was it about that team that could get results against teams like AC Milan? What did you have?
Listen, Celtic was a very good team. Yeah. Very good players. Then, you know, I forgot before Jan Venegro Fesseling, great man.
Great guy.
Yeah, Celtic was a great team, you know, very good players from Boros on the goal to the other one, to the strikers as well. Then was not really surprising, you know, we're beating AC Milan.
Did you get anyone's top after the game?
Yes, but I don't remember which one.
No, I don't remember, okay. The Shakhtar Donetsk game, Aidan McGiddy pulls the ball back for you.
Uh-huh.
Bang.
Yeah, I think is that one, no one, is the best moment of my career, because scoring in the Champions League, winning goal, and we throw to the group as well with that goal, that was unbelievable. Last second as well, all stadium, you know, say my name, was unbelievable. And sometimes now I go to YouTube to check and see again, because, you know, it, yeah.
Goosebumps?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And how was the noise when the ball hit the net, the noise?
You know, for a few seconds, you don't understand nothing. You don't know where you are. You don't know nothing, because, you know, you've got adrenaline, what's the name?
Adrenaline, yeah.
Adrenaline. So I then, for a few seconds, you don't understand nothing.
Uh-huh. And after you scored that goal, how was it walking around Glasgow? Were you a hero? People come up to you?
Yeah. It was very, very good. Everybody stopped me, but still now.
Yeah?
After 10 years, everybody say, oof, Shakhtar World, best moment. Then was so important goal.
Are they the best nights for being a Celtic player, Champions League? Best nights for being a Celtic player, or does Old Firm games beat it?
That one against AC Milan as well. Yeah. That's the two best nights.
Yeah. Did you like the intensity of Glasgow? People coming up to you all the time, the rivalry with Rangers, did you enjoy that? Is it similar in Milan, or was it something totally new to you?
No, I think in all world is the same. You know, I'm not I wasn't a big player, you know, but here everybody, you know, remember me, and everybody, you know, are happy when they see me. They still now will do a pictures, then this is absolutely good for me, you know, because they recognize how you had in the football, and that is grateful.
Grateful, yeah. So they're the high points of your Celtic career, low points, the falling out. Barry Robson and Paul Hartley came, started ahead of you in the last 16 tie against Barcelona, you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was that the beginning of the fallout?
Listen, the problem here start when after one game, I don't remember the game, but was a good one. You know, they come to me, a lot of journalists, for do an interview, right? Like now, and they asked me a lot of questions, you know, like you now. And one of the questions was, how's the difference Italian football and Scottish football? And I say, the difference is all different, right? But I just say the difference of football here and football there. Yeah. I just say the difference, because it's the truth, right? And the day next on the papers was Massimo say in Scotland we have to do that to our, like Italy, to our, for football are better.
To become better, yeah.
Yeah, that's like what you have to change all of these things if you want to be better, right? But I didn't say that.
You just said there was a big difference in the games, yeah.
No, in the games, in the life, before the game, after the game, in training, it was all different, right? And I said that. And in the paper was not what I said. And Strachan wasn't happy about that.
So he pulled you into the office?
Yeah, wasn't happy.
What did he say when you defended yourself, though?
I tried to explain this situation, what I said as well. But from that moment, he put me in the reserves.
Yeah, I remember.
Play games in the reserves. And for a person I am, when I went to the reserve, right, I have to go back. I have to go back in first team and start to work hard in the reserve. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
I had a few games in the reserve, play, score, work. I have to go back in the first team. It was after a few situations in the first team, was some injuries, red card, some off. I have to go back because was no players. Went back, first team, I had to play good. Win, all right, I'm back. Play good, win. Mm-hmm. It was a week off because it was international games, right? And Strachan gave us a week off. And I say, right, I have to stay here in Glasgow. If I stay 1 week without training, for me, for my person, for my body, I when I come back after 1 week, I
you look like this. Uh-huh.
I'm not feel good, right? I say, okay, I don't say nothing. I go to train with the reserves team, right? On Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday, I don't know. Was so cold that day, so cold. And in the training, I broke my big toe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 2 months out, and Strachan wasn't happy because I don't have to go in training.
Yeah.
You know?
You're meant to be off.
Yeah, he's off. Why you go to train? Wasn't happy. And from there, done.
Done after that, was it finished?
Yeah, it was finished.
He never speak to you? Finish. Never get back in? No.
Finish. No, it was, you know, it was like, I think, February, then back in April, and season finishing.
The team won the league your first year on the last day of the season. How good an experience was that?
Well, it was very good. You know, it was a sad moment because Tommy Borns was dead just maybe a week before or 2 weeks before. Then it was a sad moment for everybody because Tommy Boss was one of the coaches, mm-hmm. right? Then very good person, unbelievable person. Then we was happy because we won the league, but in the same time was a bit thinking about him, you know, pass away too early.
Was that your first title that he won?
Yes.
Yeah. You get a night out after it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
Glasgow?
Yes.
Yeah, good. But Tommy, was he good for you, Tommy? Would he help you settle in at the club, Tommy Burns?
Yeah, he helped me a lot, you know, because when I arrived in Selkie, you know, I need a few weeks to understand football here, to understand the person. My English was zero. Then he stayed with me a lot of times to try to explain me more what the gaffer want, what was the life, a lot of things need for to be good here.
Mm-hmm. See, just on Gordon Strachan, did you think he was a good manager?
Yes, he is, because I don't have regrets?
Regrets, yeah.
Yeah, with him, because, you know, I have to say thank you to him because he gave me opportunity to play for Celtic, to know this club, because he want me in Celtic, because he watch a game in Italy and he say, "Whoa, Massimo is good for us." Then definitely I have to say thank you to him. Mm-hmm. You know, after we had the problems, but that's part of the life.
Part of football, yeah.
No regrets, no problem. And I think he's a good manager.
How hard is it? See, when you go from the highs, scoring for the Champions League, stuff like that, and then you need to come and play in the reserves with guys like me.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that? For a big player like yourself?
For me, it's not a big problem because I played for big teams, but I play for Messina as well. You know Messina?
Messina, no.
Right. Messina is a team, was in Serie A, right? But very slow team.
Yeah.
Right now, it's no more Messina. It's finished.
Okay.
You know? When I went in some teams, if it's reserve, if it's AC Milan, if it's Celtic, if it's Hamilton, any team, I know I have to do my best, right? Don't care about the team, if it's big or not, if it's I've got a lot of fans or not, I just have to do my best. And in the games, in training, in life.
Yeah. I remember that story, remember on the bus? Simon, I go from the San Siro to the Ford Bank Stadium, Floyd Falkirk away in the reserves.
Yeah.
I felt sorry. But you were brilliant, mate. Every time you came down, like you say, worked hard, hundreds of stepovers, goals, brilliant, mate. You're top man.
Is what I try to explain, to say, you know, the guys, how I coach the Hamilton 15s and 16s for 1 year and a half before I left the Hamilton, and I try to explain the same, is every second in football you can change something, you know. Football is strange. One moment you're there, the other moment you're there. Then in your head you have to be so, so strong and be ready for both moments. Then if you're in that situation, do your best. If you're in this situation, do your best.
Uh-huh. Tony Mowbray's arrival saw you get back in the team.
Yeah.
Were you happy when he got the job?
I didn't know him before, right?
Uh-huh.
But from day one, for first training, he absolutely loved me.
You were his type of player, weren't you?
Yeah, because he was looking for players play football, you know, and he absolutely loved me. And I remember we had a friendly game against Man City, right? And he asked me, listen, Massimo, I have got nobody on the back. Can you play central back? I say, yes, of course I can. But, you know, in front of there was Tevez, was Adebayor and Bellamy, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably Bellamy. Right. And the day before, he tries something for the game. And I wasn't good the day before, you know, the game. Mm-hmm. And he was a bit scared. I was him. It was like this. Oh, no. Oh, tomorrow is a bad day. Right. That day, the game, I was best player on the park. Yeah. You know, very, very good game. And we lost 2-1, I think, but I had a very good game. And after the day, he say, oh, very good. And he loved me. Then he say, I was one of his favorite players. But the season before, I already talked with the board. I say, listen, after this season, maybe it's time I go back in Italy, you know, too many problems. My wife here, 2 years pregnant, was a bit homesick, yeah. Then I say, maybe it's time to go. But I wasn't so sure to go back in Italy, you know. And when Tony Mowbray came, I definitely say, no, I want to stay here. But I was a bit in the middle, my wife, talks, the board say, yeah, you say before you want to go, now you don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And after I had an offer from Italy, I say, all right, I go. But bigger mistake of my life.
Leaving Celtic?
Yeah, football life, yeah.
See, just last, I forgot to ask you on Strachan, were you happy when he left? And did you just have a conversation to say, forget about the past, good luck for the future?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing. No. I'm not honest if I say I wasn't happy when he left because, you know, I had the problems.
Yeah.
Now I say no regrets, forget, no problems. You know, if I meet him now, how are you? It's no problems. But when he left Celtic, I was happy because, you know, for him, at that moment, I was nothing. Then, when came Tony, you know.
Did you enjoy Tony Mowbray's style of football, yeah?
Listen, he like ball on the ground. And that moment, football moment here, nobody was ready for that. Mm-hmm. He didn't have good results.
No. Right? Why do you think that was?
I don't know. You know, in football, need to be good, need to be lucky as well, need a lot of combination to have a result, right? For talk about this moment, you see Brendan Rodgers come in, the first maybe months, he play like bam, 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 and fans say, what's that? Mm-hmm. Because didn't know that maybe is a good way to play football, right? Because here football is just different, you know? But Brendan Rodgers come here and say, now with Celtic, we have to do this. And Brendan Rodgers, how many games didn't lose? 70, 80, 90? Mm-hmm. How many games?
Loads.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And he play always like this.
Played somewhat to Tony Mowbray, yeah?
Maybe much better. Maybe much better.
But the same ideas?
Maybe, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't have Brendan Rodgers, you know, then I don't know which way he worked, but when I watch Celtic games, I like the type of play they have. Then now the fans understand as well. Then if the four on the back play the ball, bam, bam, free, up and down like this, right to the left, left to the right. Again, they don't say nothing now because they know they play is a good way to play football.
So you said leaving Celtic was the biggest mistake of your career.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because when you left something big, No, when you're in a big a big club, you don't realize maybe how big it is. Mm-hmm. But when you left, you know, oh, how big was there, and now I'm in a good club as well, but not like that.
So how quickly do you realize that? As soon as you leave, or is it a couple of months later you start?
Yeah, just a couple of months later. But when I leave Celtic, I went to Bari, right? And with Bari, we had an absolutely amazing season, right? Maybe we finished in eighth position, mm-hmm. right? Then very good season for Bari, mm-hmm. but was just different. And Bari, listen, good fans as well. Stadium is 60,000 people every week full because the season was very good then. But Celtic.
But what? So what is different? What makes it so good?
I don't know. I don't know. Atmosphere, how big it is, maybe colors, everything. Champions League games, everything.
You said the colors, you got a Celtic tattoo?
Uh-huh.
When did you get that?
When I left Celtic, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Just because it meant so much to you?
Yeah, because I had a very good time in Celtic, and I will have in the future in my head that moments I spent in Celtic then, and the symbol
yeah.
of Celtic one is like, I don't know the name, but is a
clover,
la margherita, il quadrifoglio.
What pizza, no, margherita.
No, il quadrifoglio, così è.
The crest, they had the shamrock.
Right, in Italy is Loki.
Yeah, Loki, yeah, it's Loki.
It's here as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. And then Celtic tattoo, Loki one. I have got names of my family as well here in the same tattoo, then all good.
Brilliant, mate. Yeah, as you said, you had spells in Italy. And then for me, so strange, I seen you sign for Hamilton Accies. How did that come about?
Yes, easy question, this one. Because, you know, 34, 35 years old. Wow, what I have to do now? Mm-hmm. In my career, I had a lot of managers, right? A lot. And that is what I want to do in the future. I'm so focused on that, right? In Italy, you can't have an e-license if you're still playing football. Mm-hmm. When you finish to play, you can do an e-license. Right?
A license, yeah. So you can't do it while you're still playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here you can do this. Yeah. Then, speak with my family and say, listen, now I finish my career of football. It's almost finished because I'm 35, but I don't retire football and do nothing. You know, for years I have to do something, need money come in uh-huh. for the life, you yeah. know? And, I phone my friend, I say, listen, what do you think if I come just for training there in Scotland? Because I have got this idea, this plan for my future, and I know there is a chance to play and do a e-license course as well. And my friend say, okay, I try to find something. And after a few days, he say, listen, I spoke with this manager, was Martin Canning, and I asked if you can go to train just for a week, you know, in the summer, mm-hmm. you know. And they went in Spain when there was to train. And Martin Kai was happy about me, about my feet and everything, and say, well, listen, what do you think if you sign for us? I say, why not? And I signed because was no problem about money. I don't want, you know, big contracts.
Uh-huh.
I was focused in play at an e-license course as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Then, now it's I finished the second season here in Scotland. E-license is almost done, finished this month. Then I'm happy. Uh-huh. I'm ready for the future.
Done what you've came to do. See, playing for a team like Hamilton at the bottom, is it frustrating for a player like yourself when you want to get it down and pass it and it's kind of a long ball? Does it get frustrating?
Listen, the bigger problem I had in Hamilton
was the pitch was is
artificial.
Artificial. Yeah. That's the problem. The other problem is that one, because my idea of football is more passing, right? And there we play more long balls and second balls. And then was a bit frustrating.
Frustrating.
A lot of games, you know, just with the ball like this.
Sore neck, yeah.
Yeah, and was a bit frustrating, but was a good time anyway, because when you save in the last in the playoff, the last game was good anyway. It was a target, stay in the Premier League. We did that, and then was a good moment as well. When you had your target and you find it, it's always nice. If it's a league, if it's a promoted like St. Mirren now, if you save, that was the target, save, you save. You know, when you have your target, is you're done. It's always good
feeling, yeah. How was it going back to Celtic Park?
Good, very
enjoy.
Good. Yeah, very
yeah,
good.
See
very
old people, old faces, friends.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and because the people there working there around the club was everybody happy when they saw me, I'll still happy and say, I'm asking about you, blah, 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 blah. Good relationship.
Yeah, so you finished at St. Mirren now?
Yeah.
So you're saying you've done your A licence and you want to do a manager in Scotland or in Italy?
Listen, I'm in a moment 37 years old now.
Looking great.
Yeah, but are 37. Yeah. And I already told you what I'm focused, but my dream, maybe, is like player manager.
Okay.
Right? You can do this in Scotland.
Yeah.
In Italy, you can't.
Or you know what to do anything in Italy.
Or you're a manager, or you're a player.
Right.
You can do both. Dream is that, but I don't close the door if I have to do another season of footballer. But in my head, I know what I want in the next years.
So what if somebody just said manager, no football, manager?
Oof. Of course.
Yeah, you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so
Depends.
Okay. So would you be happy to stay in Scotland for the next few years?
No, not happy. I want to stay
in Scotland. Oh, you want to stay in Scotland?
Yeah.
For the rest of your life?
No, maybe the rest of my life, but I won't start that career here. Okay. Definitely.
Good man. Whatever you do, mate, I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Let's go and have some red wine.
Okay.
Top man. Thank you very much. Thank you. Cheers.